This is us about the Blue Jays locker room chat here on FM 103.9 at KNZA. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now is Garrett Michael, head coach of the Blue Jays. And well, coach, really good bounce back win for your guys last week after that tough 2-point loss to Chapman back in week one. Your guys bounce back, go all on the road, and pick up a big 7-league win over Riverside 42-0. Overall, though, I mean, your guys struggled in the first quarter, but then found a good groove and ended up winning big. So just what were your thoughts on the win?
Oh, that's good. Good to get the win taste back in your mouth and doing some things that we needed to clean up against Chapman. And, you know, we started slow against Chapman, and I felt like we started slow against Riverside. Our defense came out and made a good stop, and then we had special teams gave us great field position, but offensively we just went backwards with penalties, and we have to clean that up. You just can't win big football games when you're hampered with penalties and self-inflicted wounds. And so, you know, pretty much the entire game we had penalties throughout. And so, you know, we talk about turnovers all the time, but you can't do that to yourselves and back up good field position. But I thought we settled down finally and ran some things that, you know, they didn't have an answer to, and we just kept doing that. And our guys found a groove, and then we finished well. But I thought overall, offensively, we were pretty balanced. I liked, you know, we've been working on the passing game, and I don't want to be 50-50 by any means, but I do want to be able to throw it when we need to, and I thought we did that as a whole offensively.
Yeah, talking about throwing the ball a little bit, you did throw for a couple of touchdowns, and when you look at that, obviously, you know, coming up in these next three games, they're going to be big. So was that also good for you just from a standpoint of knowing that your guys can throw the ball if they need to?
Yeah, you know, we got new guys in really all positions. But, you know, just seeing, you know, Matthew Garber, you know, being protected and being able to drop back and being able to throw it to multiple guys and get a catch. I'm not worried about the touchdown throws, but you know, a hitch route here and there, and then a fade route here and there. And the combinations of those get you 4 and 5 and 6 yards. And that's all you need out of the passing game to keep the defense honest. And that's what we're looking for. But I thought we took steps in the right direction there.
And, of course, you know you're going to need that here in this next brutal stretch of games, beginning with Nemaha Central coming up on Friday, and then Holton and Rock Creek. But Nemaha Central coming to town here this week. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on the Sabetha Blue Jays Locker Room Chat. Welcome back to the Sabetha Blue Jays Locker Room Chat. It's brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Office. Garrett Michael still with us, head coach of the Sabetha Blue Jays. And, well, coach, you know the brutal stretch begins here with Nemaha Central coming up on Friday night. The Thunder, they picked up a really solid win over Royal Valley last week. So, obviously, they're back to playing good football, and you know that what you're going to get with Nemaha Central. Although it is a new coach, it's still the same Thunder lineup. So, what do you look at here with this Nemaha Central team?
Just the same thing we've done for years. I mean, the next game's the most important, and this is the next game, so that's what we treat it like. And you know, all the time we get good football from Nemaha, and it's a good test for us offensively, defensively, and even special teams. They just do things fundamentally sound, and they're able to run the ball. They're hard-nosed. They play aggressive defense, so you just got to be on point as far as reading your keys, be a discipline offensively. You know, the best defense is keeping your offense on the field and keeping their offense on the sideline. But no, Coach Glassick will do a great job with those guys, and they'll make their big run in 2A, I'm sure, at the end of the season. But right now, this is our last tune-up game before district play, and we just want to put together a solid game. You know, no turnovers. Try to own the possession of the clock and defensively make the plays that are presented to us. But we're gonna have to stop the run game. They've got a great run game, great quarterback, great running backs. But also, he can throw the ball, and he's got weapons on the outside. So it's just a multifaceted offense, and they can do it all. So you just got to be disciplined all the time.
I know you look at this game, obviously it's a big rivalry game too, but is this just a big game in the sense of, for you from a coaching standpoint, to kind of see how your guys respond after you talked about, you know, with the penalties and things like that against Riverside? Is this just big for the simple fact of you seeing how your guys do respond from that?
No bigger than the last two games, in my opinion. I just want to continue the journey. I want those guys to continue to get better, and I have seen that in the last two games. Chapman, I saw it during the game. Riverside, my brain was fogged with the penalties, and then when I watched the film, I just saw guys take steps in the right direction as far as what they're being coached to do, and they actually executed that better throughout the game. And so that's what I'm after this week, is just taking those steps, just getting better every play, every half, every quarter. And if we can do that, then that's success to me. And I'm not worried about what game it is and if it's supposedly a bigger game or not. Every game's big, but this is the next one, and that's how we approach it.
Well, Coach, we certainly look forward to it. It's a game we'll have on FM 103.9 at KNZA and the Sabatha Channel. But, Coach, with that, thank you so much for taking the time. We really appreciate it, and good luck against the Thunder on Friday.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, that's Garrett Michael, head coach of the Sabatha Blue Jays, joining us on our Locker Room Chats, brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Office on FM 103.9 KNZA.